A unique laboratory at MIT is back in business. The lab was shut down for more than a year due to federal budget cuts, but now scientists are at work again, creating and controlling the energy of the stars and possibly the power source for the planet's future. This morning, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman brings us this story from MIT's re-energized Plasma Science and Fusion Center.
Even though Dr. Earl Marmer's laboratory is just across the street from his office at MIT, the senior scientist puts on his coat. Outside, the day is bright and sunny, but it's cold, 20-something degrees. That's in stark contrast to inside his lab, where things really heat up.
Gotten to 100 million in our experiment. That's centigrade or Kelvin.
So that's about 200 million degrees Fahrenheit.
That's correct.
And that's about 10 times the temperature in the center of the sun. Marmer's experiments are ambitious and audacious. But it's all in a day's work at MIT's Plasma Science and Fusion Center. Here, for the past 20 years, scientists have been conducting experiments using a reactor known as Alcator C-Mod to create and control the energy source of the stars.
In approximately 1 minute, we will have shot number 20.
Scientists, grad students, and engineers huddle over computer screens and stare at giant monitors in the control room. It looks like you'd imagine, space-age, high-tech, with the lived-in look of a college dorm.
Entering, check.
The Alcator C-Mod reactor, made from tungsten alloy steel, weighs 100 tons. It's the size of a one-car garage and shaped like a giant bagel. Inside, powerful magnets, 160,000 times as powerful as the Earth's magnetic field, do what atom-crushing pressures in the core of stars do. They force hydrogen nuclei to fuse, and in the process release unearthly amounts of energy.
This is a unique facility in many ways. This is the highest magnetic machine in the world.
Martin Greenwald, associate director of the Fusion Center, stands in the control room as the Alcator C-Mod reactor powers up, filling with hydrogen that's been turned into a plasma, a weird fourth state of matter that's not a gas, a solid, or a liquid. Then a powerful electric current, 1 to 2 mega amps, is zapped into the giant bagel-shaped steel device.
10, 9, 8.
How big is a mega amp?
An amp is what would be in a 100-watt light bulb.
And you have how many?
1 million to 2 million.
Everything's big here.
Yes. It's sort of industrial science.
Entering pulse.
For a few brief seconds, MIT physicists create the power of the stars and capture it in a magnetic bottle.
When we run the machine, we make fusion.
The ultimate goal, not to run for just a few seconds, but to build a steady-state reactor that keeps going like the sun and can power a city.
Entering recool.
The Fusion Lab has the most employees and the biggest budget of any experiment on campus. It's as big as science gets at MIT, in large measure because the promise is so great. A fusion reactor produces energy with virtually no deadly radioactive waste. It can't possibly explode. And the fuel is deuterium, derived from hydrogen, the most abundant element in the universe.
If you took a glass of water, you extracted the deuterium out of that, which would be a very small amount, and then you put that in a fusion reactor, you would get as much energy as about 300 glasses of gasoline, and there's a lot of water in the world.
But it almost sounds too good to be true.
Well, if you list all the advantages compared to fossil fuels and renewables and fission, it's all good. It sort of wins everywhere. And then there's one con, which is that it's really hard, technically. And that's the challenge we have to meet.
But as difficult as fusion's many technical challenges are, the most immediate difficulty, says project head Earl Marmer, has been financial. Federal funding to keep the Alcator C-Mod reactor running.
The House funded C-Mod to operate. The Senate had no money for operation of C-Mod.
In 2012, Congress cut funding for MIT's Fusion Center in half, from $28 million to $14 million. While there was still enough to pay salaries and work on past research, there was no money to run the reactor. Layoff notices were sent out, prompting a quarter of the scientists and engineers and technicians to leave, and the center's 30 grad students faced career-altering choices.
We stopped taking new students for 2 years, actually, and we concentrated on helping the students who were here, who were, you know, a little bit left in the lurch in some cases, to actually finish up.
One of those left out in the lurch was grad student Bob Mumgard.
And that's one of the reasons I got involved in this is, you know, you can look around and there's a lot of really interesting sciences out there. But in terms of an area where you could look and say, as a young person, I could be part of something that could be a really big deal and can make an impact. And so looking at the field of fusion, you can see that.
While the fusion reactor was shut down, Mumgard worked on side projects. He began writing his thesis and considered his next move, possibly China. The U.S. has about 200 to 300 fusion grad research students. China has 2,000 to 3,000 and an ambitious fusion program.
Probably gone overseas, where the funding is maybe a little more secure and long-term. But yeah, it would have been a problem. I possibly would have left the field.
But late last month, Congress restored most of MIT's fusion budget and renewed the U.S. financial support for an international fusion reactor being constructed in France. It's based on MIT's reactor, but will be 10 times bigger and more powerful, designed to prove commercial fusion power is possible. MIT fusion scientist Martin Greenwald.
We think you could put electricity on the grid in 20 years, maybe 30 years, but that would require a real crash program. At the rate we're going now, it would be longer. 50 years is more like the kind of number.
10, 9, 8.
Critics of fusion research joke that it's the energy source of the future, and always will be. But with Alcator CMOD reactor once again creating the conditions at the center of stars in a lab at MIT, project head Earl Marmer has renewed hope.
The whole system of funding of science in the United States is 1 year at a time. That's the way it works.
So the future of fusion at MIT is?
I think it's very bright, actually. It's very promising. We're very optimistic at this point.
Entering pulse.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.
Entering recall.